Tim Roxburgh has been scouring the newspapers. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Fran. Well, the papers are, of course, this morning reporting on the fallout from that High Court ruling you mentioned, which clears the way for those asylum seekers to be sent back to Nauru. Going with them, of course, 37 babies born in this country. In The Australian, the headline is Church's Asylum Sanctuary Bid. As you mentioned, Fran, the most prestigious cathedral in Queensland, St. John's, is being offered up as a sanctuary. That church is just one of 10 across the country, though, that will today begin shielding asylum seekers. Now, there may be no legal basis for the concept of a church being a sanctuary, but it is an ancient Christian tradition. The Dean of Brisbane, Peter Catt, says he's prepared for the possibility that authorities may simply raid the cathedral to remove the asylum seekers, but he says it would require someone to create a bit of a scene in a sacred space. And, of course, we'll be joined by the Anglican Dean of Brisbane, Peter Catt, later in the program, as Fran said. The other big story in the papers this morning concerns the GST. The headline in the Fin Review, Coalition Unrest Over GST Hike, Backbenchers Pressure PM to Scale Back Tax Plan. The paper says at least half of the coalition backbench is applying pressure to have the GST plans watered down, with those in marginal seats particularly concerned. They're being ungenerously referred to as bedwetters by some in the Liberal Party. Another headline from the Fairfax papers, Canberra seeks to take over TAFE. The papers say a radical plan to be presented to the states next month could see the federal government taking over TAFE funding and deregulating TAFE fees. Under the plan, TAFEs would receive the same levels of funding as private colleges. Former TAFE Directors Australia Chairman Bruce McKenzie told the paper that the proposals would see students faced with higher costs and bigger debts. He compares the proposal to, quote, a prehistoric monster risen from the dead. And in the Courier Mail today, the headline is Daytime Dirt. TV networks demand free-for-all on adult shows. Free-to-air television networks are fighting for the right to broadcast M-rated shows earlier in the day. Free TV Australia claims that the rules on this are outdated and need to be changed so that free-to-air stations can compete with subscription television and online streaming. And finally, the Daily Telegraph reports on yesterday's terrible day on the Australian share market. Their headline, The Market Movers. The paper helpfully suggests that we forget about the share market because it says the real dividends are in the other stock market. That is, of course, beef. The price of two-year-old steers has soared by as much as 160% in 2 years. And Fran, that means farmers who invested in their herds more than 2 years ago may now be able to triple their money.
Stock market, get it? Boom, boom. Thanks very much, Tim.